listening to The Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano, live from Boise and the footprint of the New World Pac-12 on 750 The Game.
I am in Boise, specifically downtown Boise, not far from the campus at Boise State. Mike Petrino is an assistant on the women's basketball team at Boise State. They obviously are feeling good today, as you know, it always feels good when you know you win an important game, and Boise State coming off a nice victory last night right here in Boise, and Mike Petrino here to join about it. Steven, can you punch him up for me? How's that feel when you win a big basketball game like that, and you walk around the office the next day?
Well, great to hear your voice and great to see you, John. It's a great feeling because February 1st in Laramie, we lost by, at one point we were down 30. So you walk away not feeling very good about yourself and then go through some tough stretches. But last night our kids played really well and beat a really good team who was in second place. So great win for us. So, yeah, life is a little better, right? Everything tastes better. Everything's even though it rained today, it felt like it didn't rain. And it's a good feeling.
I love
for a
that.
Few hours.
Felt
for
like it hours. Didn't rain. I love it. Mike Petrino with us, formerly high school basketball coach in the state of Oregon. You may have known him from Central Catholic. He's now at Boise State where he's an assistant. You've been here 4 years. Give us an idea because you were an outsider when you got to town. Yeah. A lot of people have not been to Boise. What was it like to kind of bring your family into this community?
Oh, great question. You know, right, because I did coach at Wyoming when I left Central Catholic, and Boise did join the Mountain West, I think my second year at Wyoming. So we came here, but basically you just go to the airport and the arena, right? Mm-hmm. Airport, hotel, arena. But being here the first time, actually going downtown, was super impressed. And, you know, downtown, it's just a growing area. Downtown is very clean, very visitor-friendly. It's just a, like I said, a word to describe would be growth, because everywhere you go, whether it's in downtown Boise or the surrounding area in Meridian and Napa, it just continues growing. More high schools growing up. The locals tell me that people are already moving here rapidly, and then COVID really sped it up even more, I guess. But it's a great area. It's a growing area. It's the pro team is the Boise State Broncos here, and the community are always behind that, and it's a great spot to live.
The magic of Boise, and you know, I see a lot of the growth in the building. What do you think the success of the athletic department has been built on? What are the traits or characteristics of this city and the fan base that you see pouring into Boise State athletics?
Well, I think it starts with our athletic director. He's just got a vision that's that is big and full of energy. And if you ever spend time with Jeremiah, he's very aggressive that way. The university is growing like crazy right now. I remember being here for the first time, the president giving a speech about, you know, they really embrace something like the blue turf, right? And you see, said, well, you know, think beyond blue, think blue, think outside the box. And it kind of reminds me of Spokane, where Gonzaga, I think, in my experience being there, they adopted athletics as an asset, right? Let's grow a university, grow a brand. I think they've done the same thing here. You know, it's not very, university itself is not super old compared to other universities, but it's just, they just adopted this idea of who we are and growing it, and it's been really fun to see, and it's contagious. I've recruited a lot across the country and in Canada, and you know, every trip I hear someone, yeah, talk about the blue field. You know, it's got a brand, and this year's football success obviously just elevated that too.
Let me ask you, I mean, you've got a couple of local kids in our listening area, Kira Thompson from Camas High School, mm-hmm. and Izzy Harms from Willamette High School. When you go to those campuses and you talk to those kids, you recruit those kids, you're selling Boise State women's basketball, what are you selling them?
Oh, great question. We're selling a community. First of all, we're selling stability and success. My boss, Coach Presnell, Gordy Presnell, he's been How you've been covering sports your whole professional life, John. How rare is it to find a head coach in any sport who has been coaching almost four decades and only been in two schools? And he's the all-time wins leader at both schools, Seattle Pacific, where he started, and here at Boise State. So stability and then success of what he's been able to do. So I think there's a lot of programs like that at Boise. You think about the football team, stability in the sense they've had these coaches here for a while, right? There's been a succession. But the stability of success, consistency of it, and so forth. So I think that you see all the community. People come here, they always comment how it's got a small town feel, but a city vibe, growing city vibe. And, you know, it's a great spot. Outdoor activities, four seasons. But winter is the shortest season, I like to point out. After living in Montana, Wyoming, I can say that. It's just a great vibe and a great energy. And like I said, leadership there. And it's been a lot of fun to be here.
Mike, you you know, you obviously were at the high school level. You've now coached at the college level for a while. You're seeing changes at the college level. What's that difference between, you know, the job you were doing maybe at Central Catholic back in the day and maybe the job you were doing 4 or 5 years ago in college basketball and what you're doing now with all the changes going on?
Yeah, great question. I mean, my route's been unique. Got an education, coached at the high school level 18 years, 8 in Montana, 10 Oregon, and then the last 14 years in college. So I feel like I've seen a lot, experienced a lot, had a lot of great people. But there's been a lot of changes, no doubt. First of all, we need good high school coaches. And there are too many of them who do a lot of great things but are overexhausted by all the other things that are going on, right? So we need that. We need, I love it when we see good stories about high school coaches in any sport. Shout out to a rival from the Central Catholic days, Tom Johnson, Barlow High School, just got his 700th win. Now I can say I'm honored to say I helped contribute to a couple of those wins, but for the rivalry days. But we need good coaches. There's a lot of great ones in Oregon. And then right now, honestly, it's been a lot of changes. It's, you know, recruiting. I'll tell you one thing that's been changed, John, is parents in recruiting.
Okay, let's talk about that. Yeah, I mean, when
I started, well, this will be it's just you and I talking, right?
Right, no one's listening.
Yeah. When I got to Wyoming, I remember we could really weed out prospects by their activity on social media, right? That's right. When Twitter was big, I guess, and all that. And I'll be honest now, it's the kids are fine. It's some of the adults that really eliminate kids on social media by their overuse. So, you know, it's unique. You know, recruiting a kid today is still great. It's fun. It's challenging. It's all that, right? And there's fun to see a kid pick a school and come to a school, and it's fun to see a kid build relationships with total strangers their freshman year and have, you know, I'm at the point now where we have kids I've coached at Wyoming. They're now married now and have kids and teammates in their weddings, and you got the group chats about memories. That's great. That's the fun part of it. You know, but it's a big change for a kid to go to college now and be challenged, and the expectations that kids are being carrying come in with are really hard sometimes. And you've seen this before. You cover it, right? I mean, kids sometimes are, you can't set them up to fail. So it's an adjustment. It's an adjustment. But the importance of having a great high school experience is great. And, you know, there's too many good coaches out there that it hurts when I see them get ran out. And, you know, administrations are big. I was lucky at Central Catholic. We had phenomenal administration in my time there, and that helped a lot. And those relationships continue. So it's really important to have that. Same thing you see in college, the recruiting aspect. And I get it. I don't like when families get taken advantage of by recruiting services that promise the moon and can't deliver. You know what I mean? Like,
okay, so if a let's just say somebody who's got a basketball player who's a good high school player has got a kid, and there's a recruiting service telling them, hey, you got to be with us, otherwise coaches are not going to see you. I always tell those families, if you're good, the coaches will find you. What do you tell those families?
Exactly the same thing. The same exact thing. I mean, how many popular restaurants are there that are found or discovered by the reputation, right?
And right.
I welcome all families to call coaches and just talk to them and get the answers, right? There are some that are great. There are some services that are great. But there are some that, you know, if someone asks me, I'll tell them, no, we've never once recruited a kid off that. Mm-hmm. Never once. You know, I think it'd be pretty uncomfortable if a college only picked a kid by an online service.
Right.
Right? I mean, if you just break it down like that, that's kind of uncomfortable. Building a relationship with the person, having honest conversations with them. There's a list of questions. I've had family friends who have kids who are high school athletes who are going to college for not women's basketball, but, you know, questions that I would ask, you know, and just have those heart-to-heart conversations with them. And also recruiting is timing. There's times when, you know, COVID was really a hard thing to go through, right, because of all the extra eligibility. And unfortunately, there's a lot of kids that didn't get opportunities as much because of the way things were handled. Not intentionally, of course, but there were spots that weren't there. So recruiting is timing. I mean, a kid might be a great kid, and the school might really like that kid, but there's just not a spot at that moment. And right, there's this influx. Go ahead.
No, let me ask you a question about kind of the life of a assistant coach in college basketball. Like, you and your wife, Kelly, have two daughters. You have Hayden and Jameson. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you've been here 4 years at Boise State. Like, how important was that to you and Kelly to be able to have a kid, you know, get through 4 years of high school or 4 years of school in general, four in a row at the same place?
Yeah, it's a it's a great question because it is true. It's, you know, when you first start coaching, you think, oh, it's so glamorous, and there's some great things about this job, right? The relationships you have are great. I mean, I work for a boss now that is a great family man. That was important. Two assistants on staff have been here. One's been here 22 years. One's been here 15. I love the stability of the staff, right? But coming here, yeah, my daughter was going to be a freshman. And I was grateful that Coach P gave me opportunity to be here and work in this program. But that was a goal. My wife and I's goal was to, okay, we'd love for our oldest daughter to go to the same high school all 4 years. And people might laugh at that, but it's a reality of this profession, and you've seen it. And our oldest daughter is a senior now and graduates here in a few months, and has had a great experience at our high school, and it's been nice to not be able to change that. So it is. It's a big deal because you want to go somewhere where you can, moving your family is tough in coaching. And again, we pick this profession, we do. But that is challenging, and luckily my wife's a saint who's moved more than once now for this profession. So it's definitely a family decision if you want to stay together, keep your family together, and everyone's got to be on board. We left Montana where we're from. We left grandma and grandpa. We left aunts and uncles and cousins to do this, and we wouldn't have done it without everyone on board. So it was a 4-0 vote to do it, and it's a risk, but there's great rewards in the profession, but there's challenges, yeah. And you're always on a 1-year contract, right? I mean, you never know. So it takes a lot of faith, but going to the same high school was really important, and Mike, so far we're there.
Mike Petrino with us. He is an assistant on the women's basketball coaching staff at Boise State. Before I let you go, I mean, to along those lines, you 4 years ago, you get the job at Boise State. Jeremiah Dickey, the athletic director, he reaches out to you the day that you're hired. Is that right? Is that story right?
AD? Yeah.
Tell me about this.
I'm glad you mentioned. Yeah, so, you know, Coach Presnell, again, 750 wins, top 10 in the country in active coaches wins, and he offers me a job. And the day I accepted, he said, hey, you might get a call from HR. So the next morning, I'm in Missoula, Montana. I'm driving my car down to get serviced. And that morning, I have a 208 number call, and, oh, this must be HR. And I answer the phone, and it's the athletic director at the time, Jeremiah Dickey, who I think has only been on the job for a few months, I think. And he says, hey, Mike, this is Jeremiah. I want to welcome you. athletic director, I want to welcome you to Boise State. And I'm like, when is the last time an athletic director called a women's basketball assistant coach to welcome them to the department? And we talked for a few minutes. He said, hey, my family, I just moved here. If there's any questions you have, let me know. And it was, you know, I was like, is this really happening? And then, so that night, later that night, I sent him a text and said, hey, that was really nice of you to call. I really appreciate that. And he replied right back and said, I can't wait to meet, you know, Kelly, Jameson, and Hayden. And yeah, he could have looked up the names. Of course he did, but the fact that he did that. And then after every games, he's constantly communicating with us, wins or losses, encouraging us, and that's energy he brings. So it's nice having that stability there. It's nice having that stability from our boss, Coach P. And it's a unique thing. I've not seen that kind of example. I had great ADs in high school as a coach, but that was unique to see that in college. Very unique.
Mike Petrino, I thank you, man. Good luck to you guys. Big win last night, and keep that going.
And thank you. And let me ask you, what's your impression of Boise? You've been here now all day. What do you think?
Well, the town surprised me. The city surprised me because it's the cleaner version of Portland that I want Portland to be in the downtown area. And so I think people from Portland would walk around downtown Boise and they would go, gosh, you know, I can remember when our city was this way. And you're right about kind of the feel that Boise State is the pro team. There's no competition from the NBA, the NHL, Major League Baseball, right. The NFL. And so, you know, from a standpoint of like why Boise State has all this momentum and all this buy-in from the community, it's part of the answer is it's what the community has. And so, you know, there's some minor league sports teams in the area, but, you know, there's no NBA team here to compete with it. And so you get all of that feel to it. And it's, you know, like in Portland, people say the summers are great. And what they really mean is it rains like hell between December and February. And I've heard people all day here in Boise talking about the fact that you can go swimming and go hiking and you can go skiing all in the same day. So there's, you know, just a lot of that going on. And I think it's a good town. And I think it's going to be interesting to see kind of what happens with the new Pac-12 because to me it's Gonzaga and Boise State. Those are tent poles that Oregon State and Washington State have aligned themselves with, and I think it'll be exciting to kind of see. And from a basketball standpoint, pretty good basketball conference, pretty good women's basketball conference. What do you think?
Very good, very good. I mean, Oregon State and Washington State, as you know, have had great programs with Coach Rook, and Washington State's been great, so they do. And it's going to be a great women's league, absolutely. And I got to tell you, the rain story is great because shout out to our three current Oregonians on our roster. They're seniors, but Mary Kay Nero, Mackenzie Nero, and Allie Hickman. Mackenzie and MK are from Portland, and when everybody talks about it raining here, they go, this isn't rain.
I know.
You know, they know it rain. They grew up in Portland. And then I'm glad you mentioned Izzy and Kira because those will be great. We graduate some Oregon kids, and we got two new ones from the area coming in, and we're excited about Kira and Izzy. So they're great kids, great families. We're excited about them coming.
Mike Petrino, thank you for your time. Good luck to you guys. We'll catch up with you down the way.
Hey, thank you, sir. Great to visit with you. Thank you.
Yeah, good to see you today. There he is, Mike Petrino, who is an assistant coach on the women's basketball team. Steven, you can put that on hold for me if you can. Really good stuff from Petrino. Our big splash is coming up. Plus, in the 4 o'clock hour, you're going to hear from Jeremiah Dickey, who is the athletic director here at Boise State, and Cole Ruick, Scott Ruick's kid, or Cole Ruick. He is, Scott Ruick is his dad. Like, which way are we saying that now that Cole Ruick is golfing like he's on the PGA Tour? He will play in another PGA event. He is the best golfer that Boise State has to offer, and an Oregonian who had a lot to say to me today. I went and putted against him. You know, we just did a little putting contest, played around in the indoor facility, that the golf facility that they have here on campus, and he may have out-putted me just by a little bit, but we had a good talk while we were doing it, and it's like they say in golf, like, you know, a good walk spoiled sometimes. Leave it here. You got the big splash coming up.